I thank the Lord for giving me this privilege of being with you.
我感谢神给我这个机会跟你们大家在一起。
I look on it as a very great privilege.
我觉得这是一个实在太大太好的机会。
How could I meet with so many Christian Chinese in America?
我怎么能够在美国能够遇到这么多的中国的基督徒呢？
God bless each one of you.
愿神祝福你们每一位。
I'm glad you're willing to take the time to come here for a few days to worship together.
我很高兴你们愿意花几天的时间来到这里跟我们一同的敬拜神。
Many people love the Lord, but they have no time for the Lord.
有很多的人他们是爱神，但是他们确实没有时间给神。
They can't spare the time because they're very busy.
因为他们太忙了，他们没有时间凑出来。
God richly bless you.
愿神丰丰富富地祝福你们。
In the first chapter of Hebrews, the emphasis is on Jesus Christ.
在希伯来书第一章，重点是在主耶稣。
It says that God spoke to people.
告诉我们说神向人说话。
But in the past, he spoke through prophets.
但是在古时的时候是借着众先知。
But now he speaks through his son.
现在这末世就借着他的儿子。
And then he tells us,Who this son is and what he will do.
他也告诉我们他的儿子是谁，他要做什么。
It says that he is greater than Moses. He says he's greater than angels.
告诉我们说他比天使更大，比摩西更大。
In the second chapter, it talks about salvation.
第二章就讲到救恩。
And it calls it a great salvation.
的确是一个伟大的救恩。
We're going to read verses 1 through 4.
我们一同读第一到第四节。
I will read in English first, and then Mrs. Ju will read it in Chinese. Therefore, we ought to give the more earnest heed to the things which we have heard, lest at any time we should let them slip. For if the word spoken by angels was steadfast, and every transgression and disobedience received a just recompense of reward, how shall we escape if we neglect so great a salvation, which at the first began to be spoken by the Lord, and was confirmed unto us by them that heard him, God also bearing them witness both with signs and wonders, and divers miracles, and gifts of the Holy Spirit according to his own will.
所以我们当越发尊重我们听见的道理，恐怕我们随流失去那借着天使所传的话，既是确定的，凡干犯悖逆的都受了该受的报应。我们忽略这么大的救恩，怎能陶醉呢？这救恩起先是主亲自讲的，后来是听见的人给我们证实了，神又按自己的旨意，用神迹奇事和百般的异能并圣灵的恩赐同他们做见证。
The writer calls this a great salvation.
这作者说这是一个伟大的救恩。
If we want to know how great a salvation is, we want to emphasize two things.
就是你要知道这救恩多伟大，要讲两方面的重点。
Who is God?
究竟神是谁？
In most religions, man is seeking.
在所有的宗教里面都是人在寻找神。
In Christianity, God is seeking man.
在基督教里面却是神来寻找人。
God so loved the world, God sent his son.
因为神这样的爱世人，神差遣他的儿子。
The starting point is God seeking man.
神起先来寻找人。
He loves man.
他爱人。
Men believe in God.But men don't want too much of God.
人是相信神的，但是人也不愿意跟神发生太多的关系。
If I'm sick, I need help.
只是我生病的时候，我需要
帮助。If I'm in danger, I need God.
我危险的时候，我需要神。
If some member of my family is in great trouble, a long ways away, I pray to God, God take care of him.
若是我家里的人在很远的地方有了问题，我就向神祷告，神就帮助他们。
But if I'm well, and if my children are well, well, we'll let God take care of His business, and we'll take care of our business.
若是我们自己没有问题，我们的孩子也没有问题，那我们就希望神管他的事，我管我的事。
And we don't bother God too much.
我们就不向神求什么。
But that is different.
这是不同的。
God wants our fellowship.
神愿意跟我们有交通。
He wants our love.
他愿意我们爱他。
If you have a boy or a girl,
若是你有一个男孩或者女孩。
And when they want some money, they come to you.
他需要钱的时候就来找你。
And if they want some new clothes or new shoes, they come to get you.
他要新衣服、新鞋子，他也来找你。
If they want something, then they come.
他要什么，他才来的话。
But if they don't want something, why they don't come around?
若是他什么都不需要，他就不来找你。
You like that kind of son?
你喜不喜欢这样的儿子呢？
You want that kind of daughter?
你喜欢这样的女儿吗？
No time to talk to you.
没有一点时间跟你讲话。
No time to come to see you.
也没有时间来看你。
They're too busy.
太忙了。
They want to play ball.
他们要打球。
They want to go swimming.
也去游泳。
They want to have a good time.
他要自己玩得开心。
Daddy, Mama, you look after your business. I look after mine.
他只说爸妈，你管你的事，我管我的事。
Is a mother satisfied?
这样的母亲会满意吗？
God wants our fellowship.
神要跟我们有交通。
He wants our love.
他要我们爱他。
He wants us to come to him every morning and every night.
他要我们每天早上、每天晚上到他面前。
And wherever we are.
不管我们在哪里。
At home.
在家也好。
On the highway.
在马路上也好。
When we're busy.
我们忙也好。
He wants us to realize he is near us.
他要我们明白他是跟我们很亲近。
Lo, I am with you always.
看哪，我永远跟你们同在。
I don't want to be away from you. I want to be near you.
我不愿意跟你分开，我愿意跟你亲近。
Who is God?
神究竟是谁呢？
He's someone that loves us.
他是一个爱我们的神。
And knows all about us.
他也明白我们所有的事。
He's with us in trouble and in danger and sickness.
我们有危险，有难处，在有困难的时候，他是跟我们同在。
But he's with us all the time.
而且他所有的时间都跟我们同在。
He is my best friend.
他是我们最好的朋友。
He is my nearest friend.
也是最亲密的朋友。
I grew up in China.
我是在中国生长的。
Near my home is a great big stone turtle.
在我的家里面的附近有一个石头做的乌龟。
Very big.
很大。
People go down and pray before it and burn incense to it.
那有人就到那里去祷告，在那里烧香。
My God is not a stone turtle.
但是我的神不是一个石头做的乌龟。
Many people's God is some great man of the past.
有的人他们的神就是过去的一些伟人。
In Taiwan, we have some temples to men and women.
在台湾有很多一些伟人的男男女女的庙。
One was Wu Feng.
有一个吴凤庙。
One was Zhen Cheng Gong.
有郑成功庙。
One was Ma Zu.
还马祖庙。
I think Wu Feng was a great man.
我相信吴凤是一个很有名的人。
He made a great sacrifice.
他也做了很大的牺牲。
He sacrificed himself.
他把他自己牺牲了。
To stop the headhunting among the tribal people of Taiwan.
就是在当时的一些土人，他们要把人的头杀下来。
But he gave himself.
但是他把他自己牺牲了。
He was a great man.
他的确是个伟人。
But he's not God.
但是他并不是神。
Many times we almost worship a man.
有的时候我们几乎就敬拜人。
It's a good thing to love people.
我们爱人是好的。
And honor people.
我们尊敬人也是好的。
The Roman emperors wanted to be worshipped.
那罗马的皇帝他就要人去敬拜他。
The Japanese emperor wanted to be worshipped.
日本的皇帝也要人去敬拜他。
Sometimes the Chinese almost worship men.
那有的时候中国人有的时候也真是敬拜人。
It is good to respect them.
去尊重他们是对的，好的。
Don't make them God.
但是不要把他们当神来拜。
I'm not going to talk too plain.But I think you know what I mean.
我不会讲得很简单，但是你知道我什么意思。
Yeah, I'm going to talk a little more plain.
我再简单的讲一讲。
I greatly respect Dr. Sun Yat-sen.
我对孙中山先生，我实在是很尊敬他。
He was a great man.
我觉得他是个伟人。
Many Chinese talk about how great he is.
很多的中国人讲他是何等的伟大。
And many almost worship him.
有的人几乎就崇拜他，就拜他。
But you know, he was a Christian.
你知道吗？他是一个基督徒。
And he did not want anybody to worship him.
他也不愿意人来敬拜他。
And many Chinese people do not know why he was great. We bow to him, we worship him almost, but I very seldom hear Chinese say why he was great.
很多的中国人不晓得他为什么那么伟大，所以来到他面前就向他鞠躬。我相信他们不懂得为什么他会那么伟大。
I would like to talk to you about Dr. Sun, but I'm going to talk to you about Hebrews.
我是很愿意跟你讲孙中山的故事，但是我现在还是要讲主耶稣的故事。
Some people worship God, but they also worship other gods.
有的人他们敬拜神，但是他们也拜别神。
One day in Taiwan, I went to call on some church people.
在台湾的时候，我去
拜访
一些教会的弟兄姐妹。
They come to church on Sunday.
他们礼拜天来到教会。
But in their home, I saw incense burner.
但是在他们家里面，我看到有个香炉。
I didn't know what to say.
我就不知道怎么讲。
I thought they were Christians.
我以为他们是基督徒。
Yes, they're Christians, but they also worship idols too.
他们是基督徒，但是他们也拜其他的偶像。
Solomon loved the Lord.
所罗门很爱神。
But he worshiped idols.
他也敬拜偶像。
Let's look at one verse.
我们来看一句经句。
First Kings chapter 3, verse 3.
列王记上第三章第三节。
Just read it in Chinese. Are there some folks here who don't understand?
420面。
Understand.
列王记上三章三节。所罗门爱耶和华，遵行他父亲大卫的律例，只是还在丘坛献祭烧香。
He loved the Lord.
他爱耶和华。
And he also worshipped idols.
但是他也敬拜偶像。
He did not have a correct conception of God.
他对神的看法是不正确的。
He didn't know that God loved him and he wanted his love.
他不明白神爱他，他也应该爱神。
God does not share his throne with another.
神绝对不能够跟其他的神来分享他的宝座。
We need a correct conception of God.
我们对神应该有正确的认识。
And we also need a correct conception of sin.
我们对罪也应该有清楚的认识。
Many people think about sin like a joke.
有的人认为罪是好像开玩笑一样。
So in movies and television and radio and magazines tell all kinds of interesting stories about sinning.
所有的电影、电视收音机还有一些杂志都讲到一些所有的犯罪的事情。
When you look at a list of magazines,
你看一些杂志的时候，
maybe in the drugstore,
或者在普通的
maybe at the bus station,
或者是车站。
Most of those magazines are talking about men and women who love to sin.
所有他们里面讲的事情就是男女的犯罪的事。
Sin is not a joke.
犯罪是不是什么开玩笑的事。
It is not something inconsequential.
并不是一件事情是不带来结果的。
Sin is rebellion against God.
犯罪就是背叛神。
Sin often starts very small, but it grows very fast.
最开始的时候似乎是很小，但是长得很快。
The Bible gives us many lists of sin.
圣经给了我们很多系列的罪行。
I do not need to tell you those lists.
我今天并不要向你们读哪些。
Nobody needs to tell Chinese the lists of sin.
我们不需要告诉中国人哪些是罪行。
When a missionary goes to China, he doesn't go to tell them what sin is.
当宣道士到中国去的时候，他不告诉他们罪是什么。
They know what sin is.
他们都知道什么是犯罪。
I'm going to talk Chinese. 吃喝嫖赌。That is not Bible.
这个不是从圣经上来的。
That comes from ancient times. Chinese know it is wrong to 吃喝嫖赌。They know it's wrong.
这四件事情从中国自古就晓得这是错事。
酒色财气。They know that's wrong.
他们也知道这四件是犯罪。
We do not go and tell them it is wrong to lie, it is wrong to steal. They know that.
我们也不要告诉他说谎啊、偷是错的，他们都知道。
Cain killed Abel.
该隐把亚伯杀死了。
But he killed Abel before the Ten Commandments.
他是在十诫之前杀亚伯的。
Was it wrong for Cain to kill Abel? There was no written law.
那个时候律法还没有写，是不是他杀了该亚伯是不对呢？
God came and asked Cain, "Now, Cain, where's your brother?"
神来了就问该隐说，你的弟兄呢？
And Cain tried to brush God aside.
神就该隐就想跟神就随便就把这件事牵开。
He said, "Am I my brother's keeper?"
难道我是看顾我弟兄的吗？
God said to him, "Your brother's blood is calling to me."
神说你的弟兄的血向我呼叫。
As you read the Old Testament,
当你读旧约的时候，
before the law,
在律法还没有行给的时候，
before Abraham,
在亚伯拉罕之前，
man knew it was wrong to sin.
人已经知道犯罪是错的。
I do not go and tell folks it is wrong to sin.
我不需要跟人讲犯罪是不对的。
Your own conscience tells you that.
你自己的良心就告诉你。
I do not know how it began, but Chinese have known the right way for a long, long time.
我知道中国人其实在很久很久之前就知道做好事、做正事。
And the father and mother tell us his little boy and little girl,你要做个很乖的小孩子啊。
那父母总是跟他的孩子说要乖。
I want you to be a good little boy.
我要你做一个好的
孩子。I want you to be a good little girl.
我要你做一个好的女孩。
They do not say, "I hope you go out and steal."
没有一个父母说我希望你长大了要偷窃。
I hope you go out and do a lot of bad things.
我也不会说希望你长大了做一些坏事。
I'm not talking about Christians. I'm talking about ordinary people.
我并不是说基督徒，就普通的一般人也是这样。
I want my boy to get a good education.
我愿意我的儿子有好的教育。
I hope you'll be a good boy.
我希望他做一个好的孩子。
I hope you never have to do anything, so you have to go to jail.
我希望你不要做任何事，使你到监狱里去。
If you go to jail, you make me lose face.
若是你要关到监牢里的话，就丢我的脸。
We know we want our children to be good.
我们知道我们愿意我们的孩子做好人。
There may be exceptions.
但是也有例外。
I know there are exceptions.
有的时候是有例外。
Sometimes fathers and mothers want their children to lie or steal.
有的时候爸爸妈妈要他们的孩子说谎或者偷窃。
But that is not usual in China.
但是这不是常情。
That is exception in China.
这是例外。
The wages of sin is death.
罪的工价乃是死。
And sin always brings its consequences.
犯罪一定会带来罪的结果。
总会有它的后果。 Always has its consequences.
一定有它的后果。
Our salvation is great.
我们的救恩实在是伟大。
Because God...doesn't want us to suffer for our own sins.
因为神不愿意我们因着我们罪的缘故受苦。
You've done wrong.
你做错了。
But I don't want you to suffer for it.
我也不愿意你为这个罪受苦。
And I'm going to provide a way so that you won't have to suffer for your own sins.
我要为你预备一个道，一个方法，让你不会受苦，为你的罪受苦。
God is not sitting here and saying,Now I'm going to get you for that. I'm going to punish you for that.
神并不是坐在那里说，我一定要惩罚你，我一定要
刑罚你，
刑罚你。
There will be punishment for sin.
是的，对罪将来是有审判。
But if you repent,
若是你悔改的话，
though your sins have been like scarlet, they shall be as white as snow.
纵然你的罪像朱红那样的红，也能够像雪一样的白。
I want to provide a way so folks can be saved.
我要为你预备一个方法，人类就可以被得救。
Some people think God is waiting for a way to punish me as quickly as possible.
人以为神一直在等待要审判人的机会。
You don't know God.
其实你不认识神。
You don't know how much He loves you.
你不知道神多么的爱你。
The reason He doesn't bring judgment is because He is waiting for man to repent.
为什么神到现在还没有审判来，就是因为他等待人能够悔改。
Sometimes I've heard folks say, "If I was God, I would punish the Japanese."
有的时候我听到人说，假如我是神的话，我一定要惩罚日本人。
And he says, "If I was God, I'd punish the communists."
若是我是神的话，我一定要审判共产党的人。
What does God say?
但神怎么说呢？
He's not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to a knowledge of the truth.
神不愿意任何一个人灭亡，他愿意万人都悔改。
Paul used to be a persecutor of Christians.
保罗从前是迫害基督徒的。
He was responsible in large part for the death of Stephen.
对于斯提凡的死，他要负大半的责任。
God didn't say, "I'm going to punish you today."
神并没有对他讲，今天我要惩罚你。
Paul, I want to use you. I love you.
却像保罗说，保罗，我爱你，我要用你。
And sometimes people that were very bad have been changed.
有的时候人实在是非常的败坏，但是也能够被神改变。
Don't be afraid that God doesn't love a sinner. He loves a sinner.
神是爱罪人的。
But he doesn't want man to sin.
神是爱罪人的，他不愿意人犯罪。
We want to distinguish between two things.
我们要分辨两件事。
God hates sin, but he loves a sinner.
神恨罪，但是他爱罪人。
If God didn't love a sinner, maybe some of us would be in much trouble.
若是神不爱罪人的话，我们中间就有人就
Thank God for forgiveness.
谢谢神，他饶恕我们。
Yesterday was the Americans call Thanksgiving Day.
昨天美国人的是美国人的感恩节。
And the night before, I was preaching in my own church.
在感恩节的前一天，我在自己的教会里面讲道。
And I was telling people things we want to be thankful for.
我告诉弟兄姐妹，有一些事情我们应该感谢神的。
I thank God for forgiveness.
我谢谢神，他饶恕了我。
I thank God for peace with God.
我也感谢神，他能够让我们跟神平安相合。
That's more important than having turkey for dinner.
这比我们吃火鸡还更重要。
Why is salvation great?
为什么救恩那么伟大呢？
First, it is free. It is a gift from God.
第一，它是白白的赐给我们，神给我们的礼物。
Do you know how to write Chinese?
你会不会写中文呢？
Do you know how to write the word for grace?
你知不知道怎么写恩呢？
In the upper part is because.
在上面是一个因字。
And on the lower part, it comes from the heart.
下面是一个心字。
Grace is something that comes to us from the heart.
恩典是从心里面赐给我们的。
I like to study Chinese.
我很喜欢读中文。
The English language is A B C D has no meaning.
英文是 A B C D 没有什么意思。
But Chinese words have a meaning.
但中国字都有意义。
And we need to look at it.
你看的话就有意义。
What is grace?
恩典是什么呢？
It's God's love from His heart for us.
是神的心里面的爱。流露给我们。
The second thing about salvation being great is that's for everybody.
第二件救恩伟大的事，是因为他的救恩是为每一个人预备的。
For old people,
为老人
and little children,
也为小孩。
And for men and for women,
为男人为女人。
And for the black and for the white,
黑人和白人。
And for the educated and ignorant,
受了教育的和没有受过教育的。
Many people. Believe that After you die, you'll be born again.
有的人相信你死了以后还要再生。
And your next life depends on how you've lived this life.
那你下一辈子就看你这辈子的生活是如何。
The real beginning of this is in India.
这个想法是从印度开始的。
If I'm good, next time I will be better.
若是我现在做好事，下一辈子我就是就好。
If I'm bad this time,
若是我这一生坏的话，
maybe next time I'll be a woman.
可能下一次我就是要做一个女人。
If I'm a bad woman,
若是我是一个坏的女人，
maybe I will be a dog or something.
那下一辈子我就变成个狗。
One day, one of my friends was walking along a road in India.
有一次我的朋友在印度在路上走。
And he saw somebody take some sugar and put it on the ground.
他看到有一个人拿一些糖放在地上。
And he walked a little more and then put some more sugar on the ground.
这有再走一阵子又放一点糖在地上。
And the missionary asked him, saying, why are you putting sugar on the ground?
那个宣教士就说你怎么把糖放在地上呢？
He said, you don't know some of my ancestors.
你不知道我一些祖先。
I have some ancestors who have done some very bad things.
我的祖先实在是做了一些坏事。
And I am afraid that some of them have become ants already.
我想可能我的祖先有些人就变成了蚂蚁了。
And I want to be kind to them.
我要对他们好。
Because I'm afraid that they are my ancestors.
我很怕这些蚂蚁之中有我的祖先在里面。
I'm glad that God called me to China, not to India.
我很高兴神把我呼召到中国去，不是到印度去。
There's some superstition in China, but it's much worse in India.
在中国也有迷信，但日本印度的迷信更坏。
My brother was in India more than 20 years.
我的哥哥在印度。
弟弟
在印度二十几年。
And my younger sister, my sister, I only have one living sister. And my little sister was also in India more than 20 years.
我的姐姐也是在，妹妹也是在印度二十几年。
Older sister, younger sister makes no difference in English. It makes a little difference in Chinese. It is a great salvation because it is a gift.
救恩是伟大，因为这是一个白白的礼物。
It is great because it is for everyone.
它是伟大，因为它是为每一个人预备的。
It is great because God Himself came to earth to tell us.
它是伟大，因为神自己来到地上来告诉我们。
He became a man.
他自己成为人。
He did not become like a man. He became a man.
他并不是变成像人的样子，而是他就成一个人。
One day, Nebuchadnezzar looked into the fiery furnace.
有一天，尼布加尼撒看到一个火炉子里面。
He said, "Didn't we put three men inside?"
他说，我们不是放三个人进去吗？
Well, I see four men inside.
怎么我看到四个人呢，在里面呢？
Well, where did that other man come from?
那个第四个人什么时候进去的？
And it looks to me like he's the son of God.
他，我看他好像是神的儿子一样。
One day Jesus came and was with the three men in the fiery furnace.
有一天主耶稣就跟那三个神的儿女在那个火炉里面。
He became like a man, but he was not born into this world.
他那个时候是像人的样子，但是那个时候他还没有生出来。
One day, he kept them for dinner.
他就留他们吃饭。
And then he talked to them afterwards.
吃完饭就跟他们讲话。
And the two of them went on.
两个就走了。
And one stayed back.
有一个就留下来。
And God said to Abraham,Shall I hide from him the thing I am about to do?
神就向亚伯拉罕说，我对他怎么能够隐藏我要将做的事呢？
That third person was not born into this world. He was like a man. He wasn't man.
那第三个人他就是还没有来到世界，他只是人的有人的样子，但是还没有生在地上。
But one dayJesus Christ was born in this world.
但是有一天，主耶稣的确生在这个地上。
He had a human mother.
他有一个人的母亲。
He was creator of the universe, but he was a little bit of baby.
他是创造宇宙的神，但是却是变成一个小的婴孩。
He couldn't feed himself.
他连都不能够为自己。
He couldn't walk.
也不能行走。
A little baby.
一个小小的婴孩。
But he was the creator of the universe.
但是他也是创造宇宙的神。
He came as man.
他来成为人的样子。
We're going to read a few more verses of scripture.
我们再读一点圣经。
Hebrews 2.
希伯来书第二章。
Verse 9.
第九节。
But we see Jesus, who was made a little lower than the angels for the suffering of death, crowned with glory and honor, that he, by the grace of God, should taste death for every man.
第九节，唯独见那成为比天使小一点的耶稣，因为受死的苦，就得了尊贵荣耀为冠冕，叫他因着神的恩，为人人尝了死味。
14. For as much as his children are partakers of flesh and blood, he also himself likewise took part of the same, that through death he might destroy him that had the power of death, that is the devil, and deliver them who through fear of death were all their lifetime subject to bondage.
14-15 节，儿女既有同有血肉之体，他也照样亲自成了血肉之体，特要借着死败坏那掌死权的，就是魔鬼，并要释放那些一生因怕死而为奴仆的人。
This time God came into the world again.
这一次神再一次来到地上。
But this time he came as a baby.
但是 这次来他是成一个婴孩的样子。
And he came so that he would be just like us.
他来就是像我们一个样子。
God cannot die.
神是不能死的。
So God became man.
所以神就变成人的样子。
And why did he come?
他来做什么呢?
He wanted to die.
他要来死。
It was his choice to come.
是神选择要来的。
Because he wanted to break the power of him who has the power of death.
因为他要败坏了掌死权的。
So he came like a man.
所以他就成为人来到地上。
And he knows all about our experiences.
他知道我们所有的一切的经历。
He knows what it is to be hungry.
他也知道什么叫饥饿。
And cold.
寒冷。
And tired.
累。
And misunderstood.
或者被人误会。
He became a man.
他就成为一个人。
Ordinary man.
一个普通的常人。
He was born in a very poor circumstances.
他生长在一个非常贫寒的一个情况当中。
Before my little girls were born.
在我的女儿出生以前
My wife made some nice little clothes for the children.
我的太太跟孩子做很美的一些小衣服
Yes, so a little bit of a hat, a little bit of clothes, a little bit of stockings. Beautiful things.
小帽子、小衣服跟小袜子实在是很好看
Baby not born yet.
孩子还没生出来呢
We get all ready first.
我们就预备好了
And when Jesus was born,
但是当主耶稣出生的时候
And they just wrapped him up in a cloth.
他们就把他包在一个布里面
King of kings, Lord of lords
万王之王万主之主
Became a little baby
变成一个小婴孩
No nice home
没有一个好的家
No nice clothes
没有好的衣服
Poorer than almost anyone
比什么人都穷困
This verse of scripture says
圣经上说
that he came and became a man
他成为来到地上成为人
so as to remove the fear of death
他就把人的那种惧怕死的惧怕挪去
some of these Chinese here this afternoon may have never been on the mainland
我想你们中间有很多的中国人从来没有到大陆去过
Or if they were, they came out when they were little children.
有的他们出来的时候是孩子的时候。
Many folks have lived in America a long time.
有很多人在美国已经居住很久了。
I lived in China a long time.
我在中国住了很久。
When Chinese people want to curse another person,
当中国人要骂其他人的时候
they often say, 你要死。
他们总是说你要死了
You're going to die
你要死了
The word die in Chinese is a curse
死在中国人的心里面是一个咒诅
On New Year's Day, nobody mentions that word.
在过新年的时候，没有一个人可以提死的事。
On birthday, nobody mentions that word.
在生日的时候也不可以提死。
On your birthday or New Year's or a wedding, that word is cannot be mentioned.
生日、过年或者结婚的时候，死是不可以提的。
Chinese don't like Americans.
中国人不像美国人一样。
No, they don't like.
他们不喜欢美国人。
Because Americans at a wedding day, they ask, "Will you be faithful to her until death?"
因为在美国人的婚礼里面说你向他至死忠心。
They don't like that word.
他们不喜欢那个死字。
Why can't you marry a nice young man and a nice young woman together and not mention death?
为什么你不让一个年轻的男女结婚？不要提这个死字呢。
The Chinese are wiser than the Americans.
中国人比美国人要聪明。
I never use that.
我在中国不用这个。
I've married many Chinese couples.
我跟很多的中国夫妇结婚。
I don't know how many, maybe 50, maybe more.
我大概跟他们50对，可能50对以上。
I never talk about death at a wedding.
在他们婚礼上，我都不提死字。
This is almost the same as cursing them.
你讲死的话就等于是咒诅他们。
In China, we have birthdays for old people, not for young people.
在中国是跟老年人做寿，不是跟小孩子做寿。
40 years old, 50 years old, 60 is more, 70 is more. 80th birthday may take a month to celebrate.
40岁、50岁、60岁、70岁都要做寿，到80岁就要大做。
A little boy 5 years old.
5岁的孩子。
That no particular significance.
就没有什么意义。
He's only lived 5 years.
他只过了5年吗
？But he's lived to be 70 years.
就是他过了70年的话。
80 years.
或者80岁的话。
And he has many children.
又有很多的儿女。
And grandchildren.
孙子。
And great grandchildren.
存孙。
妈妈你躺。That's great joy.
那是很大的喜乐。
Oh my. 80 years old.
80岁。
But I want to tell you something more.
但是我要告诉你们
After he dies, they still have a birthday party.
死了以后还要跟他做寿
And sometimes when he's 100 years old, his birthday party is bigger than when he was 80 years old.
他死了以后100岁的生日可能还要比80岁的生日还要热闹
This verse of scripture says, all their lifetime they were subject, they had fear because of death.
这一句圣经说他们一生就是怕死
一生 One day I was on the train from Taipei to Taichung
我从台北到台中的时候坐火车
And there was a Chinese there Chinese young lady
有一个年轻的中国妇女
She was one of my students at the National Taiwan University
她是台大的我一个学生
And she was sitting on the train beside me
她在火车坐在我的旁边
And she was folding up little pieces of paper little aluminum paper We call it silver paper
她用锡纸在那里折什么东西
锡箔
锡箔在折元宝
And she had come to America And she studied in University of California And now she was going back on the occasion of her father's death
他来到美国在加州的大学念书但是他因为他父亲的死回台湾去
And she sat there folding up these little pieces of paper
他在那里折那个锡箔纸
And they wanted to burn that paper
他要把那个纸烧掉
Because that would give him some money
他以为那个就是钱可以烧给死人
On mainland China we have different kinds of paper money
在中大陆的中国大陆的时候有很多不同的那种钱纸
Some look exactly like a dollar bill
有的看上去就像是钱票子一样
民国银行银锦通用Drawn on the bank of the land of darkness Cashable in purgatory
民国银行在阴间也可以用
all their lifetime subject to fear because the fear of death.
他们一生就怕死，就是做。
Many homes in China buy a casket and have it ready for the old folks.
在中国有很多的家庭为那些老人就把棺材买好了，预备给老人
寿材。
寿材。
And the parents are very proud. My children are very kind to me. See what a nice old age box they have for me.
那这个老人就很高兴说我的儿子实在是对我好，你看
很孝，
很孝顺。
And so they have in the front room,
就放在那个
the casket there. Every day can see it.
放在他的房子前面，每天可以看。
Some of you Chinese don't live in China.
你们很多中国人没有在中国住过。
Some of you wouldn't want a casket in your front room.
我想你不愿意在你房的房门前面放一个棺材，寿材。
You laugh as if you were Americans, but you are Chinese.
你好像是美国人一样笑这件事，其实你是中国人。
I have seen it many times.
我在中国看多了。
I tell you, I even had a casket in my home.
告诉你，在我家里也有一个寿材。
I tell you why.
为什么呢
？No funeral parlor.
又没有，也没有
殡仪馆。没有殡仪馆。所以要预备，水要预备。I'll say this much in Chinese, and I'll let you. 水要预备，自己浇一润要预备呀、啊。不然到了过年，万一发生事情，你怎么办？不是。你还没有经验，老师又是一句话，是啊，你总要有一个预备好了，不然把你放在上头呢。哎，你以为我讲笑话、啊？那现在讲道理了。Why did Jesus come?
为什么主耶稣要来呢
？I want to take away the fear of death.
我要把人惧怕死的惧怕拿去。
I want folks to know that I have prepared a home for them.
我要。所有的人知道我在天上为他们
预备家。I want them to know that I died for them.
我也愿意他们知道我为他们死。
And they will not suffer for their sins.
他们就不会为自己的罪受苦。
They go from their home here to the Father's home over there.
他从他们自己的家就到父的家去。
Jesus came.
主耶稣来了。
That we have no fear of death.
所以我们就不怕死。
Great salvation.
实在是伟大的救恩。
I have a very good friend in Taipei.
在台北，我有一个好朋友。
He was very sick.
他生病很重。
One night they took him to the Ma Gai 医院。
有一天他们把他带到马家医院。
My Chinese English all mixed up. One day they took him to the Ma Gai Hospital.
把他马街医院。有一天把他带到马街医院去。
He was very sick.
他病得很重。
That night, his wife and children also went to the hospital to stay with him.
那天晚上，他太太跟他孩子们都在医院里面跟他一同在一起。
They knew he was very sick.
他们也知道他病得很重。
They said, "Father, have you anything you want to say to us?"
那他孩子说：“爸爸，你有没有要跟我们讲的话？”
Yes, he said.
他说有啊。
Praise the Lord, thank the Lord.
要赞美神，要谢谢神。
This is, Daddy, have you got anything else you want to say to us?
那个儿子说，爸爸，你有没有其他的话要跟我们说呢？
Yes, he says, praise the Lord, bless the Lord.
他说要赞美神，要称颂神。
Yes, Daddy, was there anything else you want to say?
爸爸，还有没有其他的话呢？是的。
And he said the same again.
他再重复一遍。
And early morning, he left them.
第二天早上，他就离开他们。
Next morning was Sunday morning.
第二天早上是礼拜天的早上。
That morning at 9 o'clock at church, his wife and children were all at church.
那天礼拜天早上九点。
I saw my father die.
我也看到我父亲死。
I saw my mother die.
看到我妈妈死。
I want to die that way.
我也要像他们一样的死。
I want a savior.
我要一个救主。
A great salvation.
一个伟大的救恩。
Salvation for me.
救恩是为我
Salvation for everyone.
也是为每一个人预备的。
Take away the fear of death.
把怕死的心拿去。
Give me a hope of heaven.
让我能够到天堂去的盼望。
I talk to you some more tonight.
今天晚上我再跟你们讲。
But before I stop, I think I take a few minutes to tell you who I think was the writer of Hebrews.
在我停止之前，我想我用几分钟来想到底这个作者是谁。
This is a change of subject.
这是改变了话题。
I do not know who wrote Hebrews.
我是不知道谁写了希伯来
书。But I want to tell you what I think.
我告诉你我怎么想。
Many people guess this and they guess that.
有的人想这个，想是这个，想是那个。
Some people say we cannot know.
有人说我们不知道，没办法知道。
You understand I'm going to tell you what I think, not what I know.
我只是要告诉你我自己怎么想，并不是我很有把握的知道。
First,This man was a Jew.
首先，这个人他是一个犹太人。
The second thing is he lived at the same time as Timothy, because in the 13th chapter, 23, it says, "Now Timothy has been released, and if he comes, I'll come with him."
这个人也是跟提摩太同时的，在十三章二十三节说：“你们知道我的弟兄提摩太已经释放了。”
This means that this writer was of the same period.
就告诉我们这个作者是跟提摩太同时的。
It says that he heard the gospel not from Jesus. He was not one of Jesus' disciples, but he heard it from the folks that knew Jesus. Chapter 2, verse 3 and 4.
告诉我们他不是从主耶稣那里听来的，是从主耶稣的使徒那里听来的。
Chapter 2, verses 3 and 4.
第二章第三到第四节。
You read.
我们忽略这么大的救恩，怎能陶醉呢？这救恩起先是主亲自讲的，后来是听见的人给我们证实了。
听见的人跟我们证实的。Go on, read some more.
神又按自己的旨意，用神迹奇事和百般的异能，并圣灵的恩赐，同他们做见证。
This writer did not see Jesus.
这个作者没有看到主耶稣。
But he heard the gospel from folks that did see Jesus.
但是他从那些看过主耶稣使徒那里听到了福音。
And these folks, when they preach, had signs and wonders.
这些使徒当他们讲道的时候，有神迹奇事。
When Peter and John went into the temple, they said to that lame man, "In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, I command thee, rise up and walk."
彼得和约翰在进圣殿的时候，看到那个门口有一个瘸腿的人，他说：“我奉主耶稣的名，叫你起来行走。”
This writer said, "The people that told me about Jesus saw Jesus."
这个作者说这个。告诉我关于主耶稣事的这些人，他们听见了主耶稣。
And God gave them a witness, because when they preached, they also had signs.
那神也为他们做见证，当他们讲道的时候，他们有神迹奇事。
This man knew the Old Testament very well.
这个作者也对于旧约很清楚。
This man knew Paul very well.
这个人也认识保罗很清楚。
His words and his preaching is very much like that of Paul.
他所用的字眼也很像保罗讲的。
Not exactly.
并不是完全一样。
Now I'm going to tell you who I think.
现在我要告诉你，我想是谁。
I think it was Silas.
我想是希拉。
Because Silas knew the disciples before he knew Paul.
因为希拉他在认识保罗之前，已经认识一些使徒。
Please read Acts 15.
请大家看《使徒行传》十五章。
Paul and Barnabas went to Jerusalem.
保罗和巴拉巴到耶路撒冷去。
And they had a meeting.
他们开会。
When the meeting was over,
当开会完了以后
，Paul and Barnabas returned to Antioch.
保罗和巴拉巴就回到安提亚去。
Then the church at Jerusalem sent two men along with them.
那耶路撒冷的教会就送了两个弟兄到他们那里。
One was Mark, and one was Judas, and one was Silas.
一个是犹大，一个是希拉。
Then later, Paul and Barnabas separated.
以后，保罗和巴拉巴分开了。
And Paul selected Silas to go with him.
保罗就选了希拉跟他同行。
So from that time on, Silas was Paul's traveling companion.
所以从那时候以后，希拉就跟保罗常常一起旅行的旅伴。
When they got to Philippi, they put Paul in jail, also put Silas in jail.
到腓立比的时候，他们把保罗和希拉都放在监狱里面。
They went on to Thessalonica.
他们又到了帖撒罗尼迦。
And to other places.
还到其他的地方。
And Silas was his traveling companion.
所以希拉一直是跟保罗同行的。
Then Paul wants to write a letter back to the church of Thessalonica.
那保罗写了一封信给帖撒罗尼迦的弟兄。
Thessalonica chapter 1, verse 1.
帖撒罗尼迦前书第一章第一节。保罗在289面，保罗、希拉、提摩太写信给帖撒罗尼迦在父神和主耶稣基督里的教会。
When Paul wrote, he said, "I'm writing, and also my companion Silas and Timothy are writing."
当保罗写信的时候，他说：“我的同伴是希拉和提摩太，也写信给你们。”
When you look at 1 Peter 5:12,
当你们看到彼得前书第一章。
第五章 chapter 5 1 Peter chapter 5 verse 12
彼得前书第五章第五节十五节
No. Peter, 1 Peter chapter 5 verse 12
彼得前书第五章十二节我虐虐地写了这信托我所看的忠心的弟兄希拉转交你们劝勉你们
This verse is translated a little different in Chinese than English.
在中文的翻译跟英文有点不同。
Chinese says, 我转教，我托这个希拉转教。I think 转教 means, I let him take it to you.
在中文是说转教，是让希拉带给你们。
But the other translations do not say that.
但是其他的翻译。
I used him to be my secretary to write this to you.
其他的本版说是我借着希拉写信给你们。
Silas was Paul, was Peter's secretary.
那希拉是保罗的秘书。
Peter.
彼得的秘书。
He was Paul's traveling companion.
他是保罗的旅行的同伴。
And when Peter needed to write a letter, Peter was a fisherman.
哦，彼得他需要人跟他写信，因为彼得自己是个渔夫。
And some fishermen are not very good writers.
那渔夫常常是写信写不好。
So they have to have someone help out.
他就需要一些人来替他写。
When I write Chinese, I have someone help out.
我写中文信的时候也请人来帮我写。
Because of 这个提笔忘字。
拿了笔就记不得字。
Silas was Paul's companion.
希拉是保罗的旅行同伴。
Silas was Peter's secretary.
那希拉是彼得的秘书。
Silas was a preacher before he ever saw Paul.
希拉在他看保罗之前已经是讲能够讲道了。
He lived in Jerusalem.
他住在耶路撒冷。
The Jerusalem church selected him.
耶路撒冷的教会把他选出来。
Paul didn't select him first. The Jerusalem church selected him.
并不是保罗选了他，而是耶路撒冷的教会选他出来。
This man knows the Old Testament very well.
这个人
knew Paul very well.
对旧约
very well.
对旧约保罗都很熟悉。
There are some other reasons too, but I think I will stop.
还有其他的原因，不过我就停在这里。
I do not think any other man that we know of will meet all the qualifications that Silas can meet.
我想我们想的其他的可能的人物没有一个人像希拉这样的切合。
Maybe he did not write it.
也可能他并没有写。
But I think all the evidence that I know of from the internal evidence certainly sounds that he is probably the only one that meets the qualifications.
但是从里面看的这些圣经就有很多的证明觉得他很可能就是作者
Paul's other traveling companions do not qualify
保罗的其他的旅行的同伴 不合格
Timothy did not hear the gospel from those who saw Jesus
提 提摩太并不是从使徒那里听到福音的。
This is not important.
这个并不重要。
The important is we have a great salvation.
最重要的就是我们的有一个伟大的救恩。
It is for us all.
为众人所预备。
It is free.
是免费的。
It delivers us from sin.
让我们能从罪里面能够释放出来。
It delivers us from the fear of death.
能够使我们从惧怕里面、惧怕死里面释放出来。
It's a wonderful salvation.
是一个很奇妙的救恩。
God bless you all.
愿神祝福你们众人。